8:20 a.m. Wednesday, November the 6th, 2024. Here on an overcast, snowy, blowy, crappy morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Freezing my ass off here. It's not that cold. It's like 30 degrees. The wind is making it feel a lot colder. And yeah, I'm pretty distressed. Angry. Anger rooted in fear for the most part, as it always is. I should have put on my long johns this morning, because just a pair of jeans on my legs is not exactly warm enough. I've got four layers on top. That's keeping my core warm. Beans came out good yesterday, baked beans. Don't have too much I need to do today, which is good, because I've got pretty much all the ambition of last Thursday's pizzas. It's been sitting on the coffee table all weekend. I wasn't sure I should walk this morning. I'm not sure I should be talking, frankly. Maybe the walk is helping walk off some of the anger, get me away from the computer. It's not like I have been plugged in very much for the last 12 hours. The handwriting was on the wall early last evening. I went to bed knowing that, my hopes for better angels were about to be dashed again. And so far, looks like so. Yeah, it's not like I'm unplugging for, you know, I just stood up after a marathon session of doom scrolling. I didn't have to go very far to find doom this morning, so. I figured I'd come out and walk it off, or at least make an effort. Thank you. was only just spitting snow when I came out. It's really coming down. I have to make it one trip out today. Therapy day for one of the kids. The other kid had therapy yesterday. No, it was dentist. I'm sorry. Therapy. I don't know what day is therapy. But yeah, it was hard this morning. It was like... my kids came out this morning and said, and asked me, what do we do if Trump wins? And I had to tell him, he's already won. And it was like, what do we do? I don't know. Survive. Try to get through it. Who knows? Perhaps having most of the federal government collapse would be good if it actually happened and didn't actually turn into a police state or more of a police state. Thought, well, yes, now is I have to find stories. I have to find meaning. Something. I mean, I understand a lot more than half the country is really hurting. What I don't understand is why the people who are hurting voted for the guy who's going to make it worse. Yeah, anyway. Morning. Big guy or little dog? first problem I had was holding up my one positive thought in the morning. It's been almost 2 years now. I've been trying to follow this sort of advice or whatever. It's a quote from the Dalai Lama about one small positive thought in the morning can change the whole day. And I got to the news this morning and I'm trying to think, what kind of positive thought can I pull together out of this? Morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good. No, I'm not good, but cold. Really cold. Funnily enough, it was the reading, it was the morning reading that talked about doing great things, and so few people have an opportunity to do any great things, and that so much good has come from not doing great things. But doing the little things. Come on, Bonnie, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Doing the little things. Washing the clothes. Cooking the meals. Doing the work. Getting up and doing it again and again and again. And it made me think of Mr. Rogers, look for the helpers. In any disaster, there are always helpers. And that's good advice. And somebody took me to task. I talked about that in my morning post. They said, well, that was advice for kids. No, it's really advice for anyone, really. I think, look for the helpers. Everybody needs help now and again for this or that or the other thing. There's stuff I can't do, I need help with. There's stuff everybody can't do that they need help with. But just looking for the helpers isn't enough. That was my thinking this morning. You can't just look for the helpers, you have to be a helper. I don't know what I can help with. I can't keep my kids safe. I can give them a place to live. I can give them food, shelter. Pay their insurance premiums. But I can't keep them safe. Maybe that was just wishful thinking on my part, and I never really could. It was only an illusion. Maybe. Yeah, probably. I have to write the cat. I have to finish writing the cat. I have to get that off my desk so I can go on and write something else. I don't know what. I don't know what. But I need to write something else. And I need to keep doing it as long as I can. I was thinking as I started the walk this morning, it's like there's a generational theory of history, and that every four generations there is an upheaval, and we're actually a little bit overdue. Or perhaps it started 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, I guess. And we didn't notice, because it was subtle, that the upheaval began long before we knew that we were in a singularity event. And the nature of singularity is that you can't see what's going to happen when you get to the other side. You only see the turmoil. Usually it's a plague. And I thought maybe COVID was the plague that was our singularity. I thought that for a while. And now I don't think that was it. Or maybe it was just the precursor, the warm-up. Good morning. Hello. No, it's not a good morning. Morning. So yeah, I need to get writing. Maybe not today. Maybe today I'll just try to figure out how to deal with the fear. Or live with it long enough so that it becomes dulled. I still need to bake bread tomorrow. I still need to make meals. Still have to do the laundry. Still have to walk, because I'm going to need all my strength, all my health for whatever comes next. Hello. Taking you for a walk, is he?
Yeah.
Dog's got the leash in his mouth. Dragging his own along behind. Yeah, if you can't hear it on the microphone, why the hell not? But I think I have come around so that the wind is blowing in my face again. It's making my eyes run. It's making my nose run. It's blowing the snow into my nose. We'll be grateful for the snow next spring when we need the water. Next summer when we don't have any. It's pretty though. I'll give it that. The cusp of the season. Fall running down, winter ramping up. There's still a lot of leaves on trees that some are yellow. Some are still green. There's a little frosting of snow on everything. Everything except the roads. The roads are pretty much clear, a little wet, but that's it. I made it to the back gate. Ooh, yay me. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.